Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Michael.
What? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
You know, it's funny because in a way we can all respond to that.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Can I come and pick you up and show you what a real woman is like? One who doesn't have with a horse? Why are you so degrading to women?
Who are you talking to?
Which one of us are you talking to?
I want to talk to the man with the made-up name, Don.
Oh, right, because Buzz's name is not made up either, but that's okay.
Born with that.
I'd like to know what happened to you when you were a child to make you think that women in our society have a right to be degraded.
I was raped by a horse when I was a child.
That's what your banter addresses.
That's where it all happened.
And now I want to see a film.
That's a non-response. Let's go have a true response, a gut-wrenching response.
Can you? I don't mind giving you a gut-wrenching response if you answer one question for me.
If it's legitimate and if it's respectful.
Are you gonna answer one question for me?
Who is talking?
This is Mike.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you're the handsome one. The one with class.
You're the one with class. Right, Mike?
Mike, you really ought to find a better group of friends, really.
Oh, stop it. Have you been drinking? Will you answer my question? Have you been drinking?
No, I never drink. I'm allergic to alcohol.
What's wrong with you then? You're slurring your words. Let me ask you a question, Mike.
Would you like to see this woman having to the horse?
Absolutely. Is there any chance that could happen?
That's all you have to say?
What?
You can't give an honest response, just like I thought.
Didn't I just ask you an honest question?
Why do you hate women, Don?
I don't hate women.
Why do you watch pornography, Don?
Honey, don't use that type of language. Although I'd be glad to do that to you.
You couldn't handle me, buddy.
Honey, can I tell you something? I'd use you like a toilet, you bitch. I swear to God, there's no one who loves women more than me.
Women aren't bitches.
You're a bitch. You should have with a horse.
Listen to you. Goodbye, fool. You are a fool. A total fool. Poor Janet.
Keep up with you. Keep listening and living vicariously through the show.
Probably your mother didn't let you suck her milk. Is that right?
That's right. And I was raped. Honey. Slow down.
Better model.
Wow.
Slow down. I'd love to have a dialogue with you. Will you slow down, please?
Why? Can't you keep up? You couldn't keep up with me verbally. You can't keep up with me sexually.
Honey, listen. I am not.
Wow.
Honey,
fireball. There's anger here.
Wimp.
May I speak for a moment?
Wimp.
You've attacked me.
I hate guys like you.
I am not a woman hater, although I hate you.
Full on class. You don't have any.
All the class I need is right behind the zipper in my Levi's. Why don't you come down and see what you can do about that?
Better yet, I'll send Mike a picture.
Send me a picture, please. I'd love to get one.
Send Mike a picture, and we'll compare it to a horse's genitals to see who's are prettier.
Hello?
Always the joker, huh?
Always the joker.
Always. Well, that's kind of what we do on this show.
Nothing else is there.
That's kind of what we do on this show.
Honey, I got one.
Grow up, you clown.
Cloud.
Oh, she missed
the cloud.
Did you forget where to hang up, honey? Wow, I had me a real fast. See, Mike, see what I was talking about? Before, at the beginning of the show, when I made that little comment, I said, people think that, I will say something that people think you say it, and it was a total toss-away comment, and right there was a perfect example.
Yes.
You got the golden ticket.
You got the praise.
Yes, I do.
Mike is the good one. I'll send a picture to Mike.
He's handsome.
Mike's the one with class.
Thank you, darling. Love you, baby.
Oh, is she fantastic?
Yeah. She was an angry woman.
A pepper pot.
And I do believe she, I don't doubt for a second, maybe there was an alcohol involved. There was something involved.
Something. Some
you
issue,
can tell.
Some,
no, some sort of medication.
Mm-hmm. I would.
She just had that kind of sound.
I'd be glad to straighten her out. You know what I mean. Not Rob's way. My way.
Right.
The loving way.
The love way.
Don, don't say that.
Get a couple of neckties.
Be nice.
Tie one arm to one bedpost, one arm to another bedpost.
Be classy like me.
Always the joker.
Be classy like me.
Stay classy.
Get out my belt.
Stay classy, Virginia.
Just go to work on her. Just go to town on her. Of course, with nothing but love.
Yes, all out of love.
Nothing but love.
Well,
Thank God that I'm the only one with a made-up name, and thank God that I'm surrounded by
actually,
so many...
Actually, he's got a made-up name, too.
Oh, she let him off the hook, though. Yes. I'm surrounded by so many other men of class.
You are lucky that way.
It's a class parade. It's a classy act.
I'm sorry you're a fool. A fool and a clown.
You fool
and a clown.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, was that Jackie Stallone?
Sounded could be.
Make sure I send my picture to Mike.
For the birds.
I got a good picture of me and a horse. That'll ruffle his feathers. He's a class act, by golly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey there.
Hey, man, I tell you what goes good with some Barbaros and barbecue sauce, man. Bye!
Okay. Try that one. Hello, Don and
Mike
Show.
I think calls like that are going to push people back into Sally Jenkins camp.
Hello.
Yeah. Listen, I'm down in West Palm Beach. You guys broadcasting down here?
Yes, we are. What's that station in Miami, for goodness sakes?
It's 6:40 a.m., I believe.
Man Talk. Think so?
Man Talk.
Are you listening on the internet or on the radio?
No, I'm not on the internet. I'm just driving around. I'm visiting family.
Well, wait a minute. Are you listening to us right now?
Are you in South? Are you in South Florida?
I'm in South Florida.
Well, and what's the dial position? Is it
6:40 a.m.?
Hit scan.
Thank you.
6:40.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm relieved.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to you. And goodbye to you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to apologize for my wife. She just got off the phone with me. She's really taking the Barbaro thing really hard.
Rein her in.
Understand, my friend.
Yeah. She had posters all over our room with Barbaro, so she's just taking it hard. So don't take it out on her too hard.
I won't. I'll be gentle with her later tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, what drug was that woman on? That was horrendous. I don't even understand it.
That was some sort of medication, I believe.
She's a wonderful, wonderful woman, and can you imagine the man that gets to go home to that Venus flytrap between her legs?
Maybe that's the issue. Do you really think there's a man that's coming home to that?
No.
I think there might be an orderly coming home to that.
There was a man at one point before he left.
Yeah, before circumstances resulted in perhaps her being placed somewhere.
There were three men. Two bodies were found.
Maybe she's not understanding that this is a comedy show. Maybe it was a joke.
And maybe she's not understanding that, hello, I really would like the film of a woman having sex with a horse for our Super Bowl show.
Comedy stops here.
What is wrong with saying that? We'll all watch it. We'll all drink. We'll all have a better Super Bowl party because of it.
Super Bowl party. 2 days before the game.
In honor of the game.
It's good. Isn't that kind of an honorary Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what it is? That's the Super Bowl kickoff party.
It's a warm-up. It's a fluffer.
Yeah. Do you want to know how gay I am about it? I told you that for the actual game day.
Yeah.
I ordered plates and stuff that said Super Bowl.
And you're not having a party. You're just having – just going to be you and your girlfriend.
Just my girlfriend and I. But for our Super Bowl party on Friday, I did talk to a buddy who's down there who's going to send me back some of the crap. Some of the shirts and stuff that we always buy down there. So hopefully I'll have a Super Bowl shirt for everybody on Friday's show as well.
Had a little pang today when I saw some coverage down there, and I kind of remembered some of the times we've had in that. Mm-hmm. That fine little city. That's one of the best cities to have a Super Bowl ever.
Oh, and that reminds me, one of our favorite ladies, speaking of beautiful ladies, Jim Nantz is going to be calling today at some point.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
He's down in South Beach, of course, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in his hotel room, with his white legs.
I think today is the day that he's doing his radio row stuff, doing all of his radio interviews. And he actually called here wondering where we were. Should we still keep the charade alive and tell him that we'll be down there on Friday and that... that we're looking forward to getting together with him because he'll blow us off.
You can. And I don't think it would result in an Eisen incident.
No.
But it approaches that same type of Eisen incident.
But
it does. But it would be fun. We'd be laughing like little schoolgirls.
On the Friday before the Super Bowl, there's no way that Jim Nantz is going to take us to Joe's Stone Crabs wherever.
I think it would be funny. But I give you that little caveat that, you would have that chance. It would be our luck that we would be sitting there laughing, showing our teeth and say, hey, Jim, well, why don't we do it? You can't do it for dinner or something like that. How about lunch on Friday? We said, Friday it is. We'll meet you. And then, He calls Rob, and I swear to God, that's the way it went. That's the way it goes with these relationships. That's why we blow them up.
Yeah, yeah, but he's wound so tight.
Well, you're thinking back to Houston when I really do believe that his time was in much more demand because he's one of the city fathers down there, and he had to kiss so much ass down there and run around.
Okay, well, what would we get him on? Can we at least feel him out then?
You bet. Of course. In fact, I will go along with it, whatever you want to do, because I think that it's got tremendous comedy potential if we're sitting there, hey, see you Friday, even though we're not going
to
be there.
And at the very least, get him to announce where he's having dinner tonight, as he did a couple times ago.
And I'll throw this one out. This would be good to bet on as well. I bet that there's a chance that he's just up front and says, hey, guys, I'm just too busy to get together. Well,
and
yeah,
if that is, if that's, now look, okay, now we can get him to, we can find out whether he's going to say that.
Right.
And if we get him to say that up front, then we go all day with it. Hey, well, you know, we're going to be standing, we'll be hanging out in your outside your hotel, you know, just with all the other people, all the star effers.
And there's another part two to this conversation. You're going to have to ask him about Barbaro.
Okay. Of course.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's going to be big on the whole. Yeah. Hey guys.
And then, of course, that's when we say we couldn't agree more.
Right.
Let's talk about it at dinner on Friday night at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl we're not going to.
Well, now who knows where this is going to go with Jim Nantz today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio gods. What would Jackie do?
All right. What would Jackie Stallone do? Correct.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
I'm not sure I like your tone. I think you're a smartass.
Come on. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. Howdy. Are
you going to go see my son in Six, or did you see it already? Did you see Six?
Oh, Rocky Balboa? Saw your son.
You saw Six? Six. You know, my husband's a plastic surgeon. He'd be able to fix me up no matter what happened.
Will you have the Mad Max head on underneath that scarf?
Yeah, absolutely. You mean when you take my turban off? You unwrap my turban underneath, it's got worms. Wormholes. Yeah, there. You know how you see in a piece of rotted wood, you pull the bark off and you see all those little squiggly lines?
Mm-hmm.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Do you remember the guy from 24 last year that used to talk to President Logan and all the time? Doesn't he look exactly like Jack Bauer's brother?
Do you mean Mike Novak?
No, the guy that used to have that earpiece. He would always talk
to... Oh, the Secret... You mean the Secret Service guy that really had the thing for Gene Smart?
Yeah, there's a similarity there. But
that guy?
But the guy that Red, the Secret Service guy, Red had... It was just more macho than that guy.
I think this guy is way off base. Sir, you realize that Jack Bauer's brother was in last year's episodes.
He's gone, Robbie.
Oh.
He doesn't realize that it's the same character. Same
guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was calling because 24 was so boring last night. My wife fell asleep. Since when can you fall asleep during 24?
Exactly. I think a lot of people have started to do that, unfortunately.
That's why you got
to
get a horse in the house.
That'll keep him awake.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi there.
Watching 24 on a bed of hay.
Hey, with this Barbaro thing, you know, the only reason they wanted to keep him alive was to use his sperm, basically, right?
Correct.
Right. Well, wouldn't they manually get that for him?
They still can.
That's what got me thinking about the movie.
Hold it. Mr. Burbank said something I must inquire about. They still can?
What, post-mortem?
It could be surgically removed from him if they do it quickly enough after his demise. If
really?
They didn't already. I had no idea they could do that. Little frozen vials. They can do that post-mortem. Yes, if you're fast enough, like 2 hours.
That's like stealing someone's gas.
You can do that with people.
Yeah, like James Brown.
I didn't know they could do that with people, too. You creep me out sometimes.
More about that later.
More about that later. Yeah, okay.
Wow. He likes teasing his news show.
He does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Okay, my
friend.
This
is a funny show, man.
Hello. What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Just having some food, learning about Cuba. Right.
There you go. Hope you enjoyed your time.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Wow.
Boring.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, about 24, something I didn't hear anybody mention. They could have done this a little bit better. I know you have to accept a little bit of a stretch for TV, but am I the only one that had a problem that the fact that Waleed, this Wonder Bread, uptight guy, is all of a sudden a master pickpocket?
Well,
are
you talking about the guy that works with the president's sister?
Right. That was a little slick for a guy who apparently had no experience.
I had more of a problem with how quickly they got the director of Homeland Security to resign.
That too.
I thought that was just like bam, 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 and then they told him, it's been done. And Chad Lowe couldn't look better, could he?
Always.
Chad Lowe. Doesn't look like the divorce from that. His meal tickets hit him any too hard.
Although you have to say, he did a good job of playing a sneaky little
smarmy
son of a bitch last night.
Probably typecast. I don't know. He's probably a perfectly nice guy.
No, he's a dick, Mike. He's a dick.
Smarmy Chad Lowe.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He's no Barbaro. Chad Lowe is no Barbaro.
They won't give a tribute and appreciation to Chad Lowe when he goes.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm surprised that they don't share Barbaros with everybody else. I need some glue sticks, and I could spread them with 1,000 people or so.
Cricket time. Cricket time. Cricket time.
Boring.
Cricket time.
It takes so long, too. It's so delayed. The bad joke is so delayed.
Yes.
Shut up.
Okay, off you go.
Come on, listen to the tape.
He's listening to
the tape. I hated it.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Right, do you understand what point we were trying to make here?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, you don't.
No, I don't think you do.
No.
Listen, the radio was up real loud. What you're hearing came out of our mouths about a minute and 40 seconds ago. It makes you sound eternally stupid to have the radio up so loud in the background.
You've got to turn the radio down and listen to the phone.
Other door.
Hello, did you hear us?
No.
Now, why are you being quiet? Are you confused? What's going on? Do you understand we're giving you a little hard time because the glue joke was about maybe 45 minutes late, and it wasn't funny?
And you're listening to the radio, and that way we actually break down the third wall and say to you, just turn down the radio, and you just sit there.
I had the radio down.
No, we heard it way loud.
We heard it.
Did you try your joke on anybody before you called us?
No.
Good for you.
All right.
Were you laughing at yourself or what? Just
no. Let's just say that my mom's from Toronto. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.
Come on. Bye. You could have saved us a couple of minutes, for goodness sakes, with that.
I'm sorry. My mom's Toronto.
Okay.
Right.
Go and sin no more.
Bye bye.
You're making me horny.
Yeah, get out of here.
Sure. For good measure, he sends along this picture of his genitals.
Don't they have that going? Horny. Don't they have that going against Idol tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah, and also I think they're bringing it back next week as well. When do we have Chris Hansen on the show? Is it next week?
Next Monday we have Chris Hansen on. They're doing 6 weeks of it.
Okay.
Wow. And that guy who says you're making me horny, that's the recreated voice from the emails.
You're making me horny.
And I saw one of the ads for, we're talking about To Catch a Predator on NBC.
Uh-huh.
I think on this new series of episodes, is it a two-time loser? Is it a guy that they've caught already twice before, or is it a guy that they just caught one time?
Might
before?
Be one time. I know that the guy is completely aware that it's Chris Hansen when he comes walking out.
Yeah.
It's busy at our undercover house in Long Beach, California.
Okay, he's getting out of the car.
Just stay tight, and we'll go to the front door.
Hi, how are you doing? Come on in.
He's Paul Clemente, a 22-year-old college student from San Diego.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
What a great show that is, and I could not agree with you more. How stupid of NBC. They have a show that not only does some good,
right,
but everybody loves watching.
Fascinating.
Why would you put it on against The Juggernaut? Why would you put it on against the most popular program in TV history?
Yeah, and it's such
in recent TV history.
And it's such a valuable show for them, too. I mean, from even beyond ratings, and they put it on against American Idol. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Let me see tonight. Right, at 8 o'clock. Now, God, they're stupid.
Is it a two-hour Idol tonight?
No, it's a one-hour Idol tonight.
And House Returns.
So you have a new house after American Idol.
Right.
NBC has The Perverted Justice, a Chris Hansen show at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Then Law & Order, then Law & Order. My gosh.
You never have enough of that.
CBS has NCIS, The Unit, and 48 Hours Mystery.
Pop that on, pop that,
put
the,
that on
the
against
Dayline on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Or tonight. I mean, even tonight.
Just move it.
Just put it on against House. Put it on against Boston Legal. Yeah. put it on against Law and Order. Don't put it on against American Idol.
Oh, don't put it on against Boston Legal.
Who are you?
Denny Crane.
You know what, on that list, where's that list that we had yesterday, the catchphrases?
Right. Yeah, that should go on.
This is a problem, though. No, but no? Buzz, I don't know.
Not yet?
This is something we really can discuss at some point on the show.
Maybe Live Long and Prosper probably should go on that list.
Maybe we can come back and discuss this. Well, we had Big Ed McMahon on yesterday. We were talking about this list from TV Land of the 100 greatest catchphrases of all time.
Right.
And I think a problem living in the time that we live in is that because people have such a give-it-to-me-now mentality,
short term,
you really forget what came before, and you don't give a crap what came before. Mm-hmm. For instance, in the history of TV, really, you mean You're Fired by Donald Trump is the third greatest catchphrase of all time?
No, you're absolutely right. It's the immediacy of everybody wants it today.
Right. What's the one you just had, though?
Live long and prosper.
Okay, live long and prosper.
That's what Spock used to say.
Right.
That's only number 22 on this list.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
And my point is that there are a lot of shows on this list, like The Apprentice, like, oh, for goodness sakes, well, Seinfeld counts. That's okay.
Right. But recent shows that haven't been on that list.
Yeah. Where's Schlemiel Schlemazel?
Probably
on there.
The X-Files, Boston Legal. Here it is. Denny Crane. Denny Crane is the 76th biggest TV catchphrase of all time.
Denny Crane.
Now, they have that between I Know Nothing by Sergeant Schultz.
I Know Nothing.
And Marsha, Marsha, Marsha from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Denny Crane.
Don't you think all this like that should be a little more historical?
Yes.
I really do. Just having, you know, you've got to get them seasoned a little bit before they reach that iconic status.
If you're going to make a list like that, the Your Trump Donald, the Your Fired Donald Trump thing should be like at number 90 or number 100.
Yeah, working its way up.
Give it a chance to work its way back up to the top.
Right. And it's also Donald Trump branding it, Donald Trump putting his name on it,
probably,
but
his
it's
list.
Not really created, you know, it's not created by that TV show.
And this is a problem that we have whenever you see a list of the greatest whatever of all time, very near the top is always whatever is hot right now, right this very second.
There seems to be more of a need now to jam in current shows and current phrases with shows of the past, and I'm not sure whether that makes a lot of sense. And I would have felt like that 20 years ago, just like I feel right now. I don't want to make that to sound like an old man thing.
Here's the worst one of all on this list. Now that I'm looking at this, I'm going to go in the bottom part. Number 100 is Barney Fife, Nip It in the Bud.
Yeah.
99, That's the Ticket by John Lovitz.
Uh-huh.
Number 98 from Newhart, I'm Larry, is my brother Daryl. It's my other brother Daryl. And then you have way up the list, at number 91, Suit Up.
Suit Up.
Suit Up.
S-U-I-T.
What's that from?
That is Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother.
What? Oh, my God.
What? That is the number 91 all-time greatest TV quote and catchphrase.
You know what's one that should be on there?
How long has How I Met Your Mother been on the air? How many minutes?
Is Let's Be Careful Out There on there from Hill Street Blues?
It should be.
I mean, these are just popping into my head, and I mean, we're not even compiling the list.
Sorry about that, Chief. Missed it by that much. A couple from Get Smart.
I don't see it. No. Hold on a second. You have Here It Is, Your Moment of Zen from The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm. Even that, I think, is a little
too new.
I'm Not a Doctor, But I Play One on TV. Vic's Formula 44 ad. Hey Now, Hank Kingsley,
oh, good.
87.
Are there any Archie-isms in there from All in the Family at all?
You know,
stifle yourself.
Let's do this. We come back from the break.
Okay.
Because I'm being an idiot going through this thing while we're on the air, trying to look with all your questions because there's a
How many on the list on 100?
There's 100 of them.
Okay.
There's 100 of them. Here's another one. Don't Make Me Angry. Do you have any idea?
Oh, Incredible Hulk, right?
Yeah. See, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
David Banner.
It was in the open.
But that's not a catchphrase, is it?
I don't know.
Does it count?
Wouldn't like me if I was angry. That's the rest of it that should be there.
All right. Mike, I did find Archie Bunker at number 40. Stifle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Stifle.
I still laugh at it, too, after all these years.
Stifle, Edith. Edith. Now, does this count as a catchphrase? From Cheers. Norm.
No.
I, I know they say it.
No.
Like, I know they say
it.
Like,
really doesn't, because I mean,
Norm.
He walks in Norm.
When he walks into the bar, but.
It just, I don't know. I think that you could put a list of 100. You would really, if you did some more research on it, you could lock in the list and they would really be catchphrases.
Makes sense, yeah.
How about, this one doesn't belong on this list. Let's Get Ready to Rumble by Michael Buffer.
No, that.
Maybe at the bottom.
God. Have you seen his brother? Have you seen his brother does Ultimate Fighting?
Michael Buffer's brother?
He's a buffer.
Wasn't there a UFC?
He's a buffer.
Wasn't there a UFC pay-per-view this weekend?
There might be, but when I was during our brief time away, I watched a lot. I discovered Spike TV. And Spike TV, if they give you anything, they give you unedited Ultimate Fighting for free.
Wow.
And they give it to you all the time, and I enjoyed that. More than anything. You know, Beats paying $25.99 for it. But I know I watched one of them, and they said, we're going to go down to our announcer. And I forgot what his name was. Like,
Larry.
Ziggy Buffer.
I don't know.
Larry Buffer. And he was doing the same thing. And he looked not quite like Michael Buffer.
All I know is about this guy, Michael Buffer, what Mike was alluding to was that it was one of those times that we really had a kick me sign on our back. This had to be, what, 15 years ago?
A long time ago. And, I mean, we didn't even process
it. Every goddamn DJ in the world is playing tapes on the show like,
they're great.
Right, like sound bites from commercials and stuff.
And we got hold of a CD that had, it was a sports CD, right?
It was an ESPN Jock Jams CD.
Jock Jams.
That had like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, hey.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, hey.
And right at the beginning of it, on the CD that we bought, it had Michael Buffer saying, are you ready to rumble?
Right.
And it was on the CD.
Seemed like fair game.
We played it on the show a couple of times.
Right.
One day we get called into the office, and they say, out of all the gin joints in the world, out of all of the thousands of idiot disc jockeys that are playing this tape, congratulations, guys. Michael Buffer has selected you guys to be the ones that he sues for copyright infringement.
Wow. Yeah.
We were one of the first. We found out later he did it. He ended up doing it to everybody.
What a nice man!
It was. I guess he had like a team of guys that looked out for that, that he could. What's that?
He still does.
He protects it. It's all he has.
Yeah, all
and his brother's name, by the way, is Bruce.
Bruce
Buffer.
Bruce Buffer.
I'm Bruce Buffer. Hi there.
Bruce Buffer. Let's see. Let's go to the squared circle.
His half brother.
My name is Bruce Buffer. I'm very sad about Barbara.
It's his half brother.
It is his half brother.
It's his half brother.
He's a half buff. A buffer brother.
That's right. The Buffer Boys.
Okay. Well, we'll continue all of this when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.